You're listening to the Michael Bungay Stanier Find Your Great Work interview series. You can order Michael's Find Your Great Work book, download free resources, and find other interviews with leading thinkers and practitioners at findyourgreatwork.com.
So I am absolutely thrilled to have Mike Dooley from Notes from the Universe at Tut.com on the line with me today. Now, I am sure that you, like me, get 1,000 newsletters or 1,000 invitations to have newsletters. And if you're like most of us, we're all slightly overwhelmed by the amount of email we get coming through to us. And Mike Dooley's newsletter, the Notes from the Universe, is absolutely one of the best newsletters I get. It is consistently fantastic. It is short, it's brief, it's provocative, it's wise. It is, when I think of Mike's writing on the Notes from the Universe, I go, I wish I could write like that. And there aren't many people who create that little envy and admiration in me. So it's pretty cool to have Mike on the line.
Michael, you're making me blush. Thank you so much.
Well, it's a pleasure. I mean, I know you're also the author of a number of books, Infinite Possibility, and also a series of Notes from the Universe books, which are fantastic.
Thank you.
And you also featured in the movie The Secret.
Yes, sir.
And, with a bunch of people who I personally had some mixed reactions to, I thought you stood out like a beacon in that movie as well. So, Mike, welcome to the call.
Thank you so much, Michael. That means a lot coming from you, knowing of the work that you've done and are in the midst of doing. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Then, Mike, is there anything I missed in that introduction? Anything you'd like to add to sort of flesh people out so people get a sense of who you are and where you're coming from?
No, that's kind of you to give me that opportunity. But no, I'm a writer, speaker, teacher, and my topic is the nature of reality. I talk about everything from how we got here, why we're here, what we can do with our time here, how to maximize the adventure in the jungles of time and space. And I do that through my Notes from the Universe, my audio programs. I've done 2 world tours now. And that's me, just a teacher.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, Tut.com is framed as a free philosophical club for the adventure of life, and that's a mighty fine description.
Yeah, it evolved. You know, so many things, especially when it comes to dreams that have come true, evolve from a place that you couldn't even see what was coming. And I think that's so important for people to understand, because typically people cling to the cursed house and they want to predict what's supposed to happen as their future unfolds. And when it doesn't happen the way they think it was going to happen, they assume something's wrong with them. It's like, no, it never is going to happen the way you right. thought of it in terms of how.
Yeah.
So let go of that and let it evolve.
You know, there's a couple of great quotes I have around that. The first is from, I think, Eisenhower, who said, all plans are useless, but planning is useful.
That's good. That's very good.
And the other one I love is, inspiration is when your past suddenly makes sense. You sort of look back and go, oh, that's how I got here. That's what all that stuff was about.
And so often it takes hindsight to see that your path was strewn with miracles, while right. at the time your physical senses could not see them nor appreciate them.
Exactly. So, Mike, tell me a story of a great work story for you.
Well, I think I've got to say that where I am today, doing what I do for a living, you know, I'm one of those guys who's like, man, I get paid for this, has got to be my best story. And it's a story that had a long and winding road. I went to college and got an accounting degree. I became a certified public accountant in the United States. That's the equivalent of your chartered accountant in Canada or in the UK. And for 6 years, I worked for Pricewaterhouse. And I did it not for bliss or for enjoyment of the trade, but because I thought it was the thing to do. And that was not a formula for happiness. So I quit cold turkey and tried to do what I wanted to do. But being kind of confused, I really kind of latched on to the first viable idea that came along that promised big bucks. And then that career did produce big bucks. But again, a lot of unhappiness, because I so kind of arbitrarily or nonchalantly picked the path. And after about 10 years of selling a lot of T-shirts and gifts with my brother and mother, the trends were declining, and we were kind of faced with, look, you know, we better jump ship before it sinks. And that was 8 years ago. So 8 years ago, I was starting my third career. Third time charm. You heard that expression, I'm sure. Well, for me, it was true because I had learned a couple of important lessons that led to my great work. And perhaps first and foremost was, don't worry about what you should be doing. I mean, that's a formula for disaster.
Right.
There's nothing you should be doing except for what you want to be doing. And then secondly, don't worry about the money. I mean, that sounds so trite because we've heard it so many times. But if you're putting money as the main reason that you're pursuing something, in the long run, it's not going to pan out. You will either not have the money and be unhappy, or you will have the money and be unhappy. And you're going to be like, you know, how did this happen to me? And for me, 8 years ago, when we walked away from the t-shirt gift business, I had a couple of opportunities, one of which promised to be a real financial boondoggle. It was to join another t-shirt company. And, you know, the potential partners got together with me. We talked about the possibilities. It seemed like such a serendipity that once Mom, Andy, and I were liquidating our t-shirt company, another one appeared on the horizon and said, look, you know, we've got all this seed money. We've got this incredible concept. We are going to be swimming in abundance. And so for a weekend, we got excited about the abundance angle, really excited. People flew in, you know, the new partners, the partners to be. And it was a party weekend, you know, a celebration weekend for what lay ahead. But on Monday morning, I woke up and I was like, oh my God, of all the things I might do with the rest of my life, selling more t-shirts is not,
right.
It cannot be one of them. I've done that for 10 years. I don't want to go down that path. I don't care how much money they make. That is not who I want to be nor what I want to do. And the thing that made it tricky to stick with my convictions is that I had no flippin' idea of what else to do. I only knew that I didn't want to do that. And sometimes that's all you got. Sometimes you don't have a yellow brick road in front of you saying, here is your true life's calling. So not knowing what I wanted to do, I was at least able to start lining through possibilities. And sometimes I tell my audiences now, you know, when you don't know what you most want to do, then sometimes it's a matter of making a list, and here comes a double negative, of the least unattractive options before you.
Right.
So basically, you're putting together a list of unattractive options because that's all you got.
Right.
But you can prioritize them as to the least unattractive. And so the t-shirt business was on that list for me, the new one, but it was like, you know, wait a minute, that's not who I want to be. I don't know what I want to be, but I'm sure I don't want to go down that path.
And let me interrupt for a moment there, Mike, because I think there's something really wise here, which is part of the challenge of our past is it sets up blinkers for what our future might be. So, you know, I did a law degree, and a number of my friends have become lawyers. I was luckily saved from that fate. It's a long story, but suffice to say it involved one of my law lecturers suing me for defamation as I left law school, which pretty much put the kibosh on a law career.
Wow.
And as I have coached lawyers who, you know, there are some unhappy lawyers out there, part of the challenge is when they think about what they can do beyond being a lawyer, it's, I can only imagine, sort of plus or minus 5% different from the law career I have at the moment. And the sort of the manacles of the past can really restrict the view of the future. And it takes an act of courage to say, I don't know what I'm saying yes to, but I do know what I want to say no to, which is more of the same.
And yeah, and that's propelled me when I got out of accounting. Again, I didn't know what I would do next, but it forced the subject. I had to choose something, and I ended up getting in the t-shirt gift business, which served me well for 10 years. And then again, got to the point, like you just said, I knew what I didn't want to do. I didn't want to continue this anymore, no matter how lucrative it might be. And that forced, and this is key, that forced the subject. It forced me to knock on more doors, turn over more stones. And then, while the path I did choose was unattractive, was definitely not the life of my dreams, by walking down that path and doing my best, continually knocking on new doors, it evolved into Notes from the Universe going out to 250,000 people Monday through Friday. It evolved into my second world tour to 50 cities on 5 continents. It evolved into more money than I've ever made, more fun than I've ever had, more friends than I've ever enjoyed. And it's because, number one, I knew what I didn't want to do. Number two, I then did something. You know, you're always, virtually always better doing something, anything, than nothing. Because then you're within reach of the magic. Then you can be predisposed to life's so-called accidents, coincidences, and serendipities, which are nothing more than the universe trying to pry its way into your life. And then, as you go on down that path, the scenery starts morphing into something totally different than what it was when you started out, because you're not insisting upon nor attaching to anything as to how your ultimate general dreams come true. And the next thing you know, you're there. And for me, I ask that question sometimes, man, how did I get to be doing this? Although I know what the answer was.
Well, let me ask you this. You've already framed one of the questions people have to ask, which is, what am I going to say no to so that I can keep the possibilities open for something else to come along? What else gets in the way of people being able to say yes to more great work?
I think two things come to mind, and I see it again and again. Number one, too often people do not understand. It's simply they don't know any better, that to engage the law of attraction, or the principle of thoughts becoming things, as I refer to it, one must be physically active, moving in the general direction of their dreams.
Nice.
I hate to use the word must, but we must. You can't lay around the couch, you know, with your vision board and The Secret playing for 742 times and think that Oprah's going to call one day.
Right.
You know, it will never happen. You have to be out in the world, even if you're doing simple little baby steps, even if it's menial work, even if it contradicts your champagne and caviar dreams. That's okay. As long as you're not attached to it, you're viewing it not as who you are. You're viewing it as a stepping stone to new possibilities. And that leads me to the second thing that people spin their wheels on, and that is they're looking for this, the sky to part and thunder to clap and God to roll down the red carpet and say, this way, my child, here is the hot and sexy career that only you can perform. And it's like, that will never, ever, ever, ever happen.
Right.
So what does happen is you just do what you can with what you've got from where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And 99 times out of 100, there's nothing glamorous about that. In fact, the reason you're doing stuff is so you can get out from where you are. But that means in the getting out, you've got to deal with what you got. And you don't cling to it, but you realize by mastering what's in front of you, by putting one foot in front of the next, by making cold calls or whatever your profession asks for, going to trade shows, doing networking, by each little step you take, you increase exponentially the chance the universe has of reaching its magical hands into your life, filling your sails with its magical winds. And the next thing you know, months and then years have raced by, and you're living the life of your dreams.
I love that. I love the focus you're putting on movement and action, because one of the things that I personally reacted to around The Secret is that sense of, you know, create the vision board and you're good to go. You know, the house, the car, whatever will arrive. And actually, it is a sense of foot after foot, you know, keep moving forward. And the movement is what takes you closer to where you're going to, even when you're not exactly sure where you're going to.
Exactly. And it can be made easier, the process of knocking on doors, turning over stones, taking action every day, when you understand that you are not the home run hitter.
Right.
It's not your job to watch The Secret and then go out and write a bestseller. It's not your job to watch The Secret and then do some other kind of heroic supernatural thing. It's your job to watch The Secret, to understand the truth about life, and then to pitch the ball. Just little token steps, baby steps, pitching the ball to the universe The universe hits the home run for us.
Right.
We're the pitchers, not the home run hitters. And when we understand that, it's easier to take action and not be overwhelmed. And so the question that people should ask themselves, and they can ask it every single day, is what pitches will I toss to the universe today?
Right.
You know, powering up your computer, making a cold call. These little things, these are just pitches. That's all you have to do.
So here's one of the things I love about Notes from the Universe is the lightness and the sense of humor that's there. And one of the messages I think that's there either explicitly or implicitly is, you know, relax. Stop taking it all so damn seriously. And on this journey to whatever great work might be for you, enjoy the ride. You know, it's both important and also not that important at the same time. I'm just wondering what your take is on.
Well, no, I love that. Thank you for the observation, and that is exactly where I see the whole thing coming from. It's a whole nother slant on life. It's a whole nother slant on the universe, aka God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, this is an adventure. We're all living in adventure because we chose to, because we wanted to thrive. Nobody's here to be poor a lifetime or sick a lifetime or whatever. We're creators that set the stages of our life meticulously for one reason, so that we could thrive, so that we could soar, so that we could master our challenges and grow and become bigger and better than we were before this lifetime began. And when you realize that this is the task before us, not survival, then all of a sudden you realize that it's like all the elements are conspiring on our behalf, that the world is a happy place, that the cards of life are stacked in our favor, rather than viewing life as like, you know, you got a 50-50 chance of survival, you know.
Right.
Our lives are proof that we are inclined to succeed. I mean, you and me and virtually everyone is so much more, I'd say 10,000 times more likely to smile than frown,
right,
to laugh than cry, to have money than none, to have friends than none, to have health rather than be sick. I mean, it's everywhere. It's so obvious that we are inclined to succeed. And when you realize that we are predisposed to success, you can understand that we're therefore predisposed to bringing about our dreams. And when you realize this buoyant, positive nature element that we're in, of course the universe is benevolent and not sitting up there judging us, and that that it would have a sense of humor, and that everything is good and everything is okay, and you are exactly where you want it to be, and all roads lead home.
Very nice. So speaking of all roads leading home, I want to give you an opportunity to say one more time how people can find out more about Notes of the Universe, how they can sign up for your fabulous daily newsletter. I get it twice a week. That gives me 2 or 3 days to mull over the,
awesome,
the thought you offer before the next one comes around and people can choose. But before we give them the website where they can find out more, a final comment or thought perhaps on great work and abundance and what you've been talking about.
I would say go within first and foremost and see what resonates with you. When you're looking at making a change in your life, choosing a new path to go down, do your very best. Sometimes this is the hardest part of the whole task. 8 years ago, I didn't know what I wanted to do with the rest of my life, but I at least took stock of what my options were. And I realized every option could lead me to places I couldn't then conceive of. And then I got busy doing my best to master what was before me, even though there was no pay when I first sent out emails, there was no money. It's always going to be a matter of moving to the beat of your own drummer. That is supreme. Just because Betty down the road made $1 million in real estate does not mean you should be in real estate. You know, just because Mick Jagger can sing rock and roll tunes doesn't mean you should be doing it. The question is, what do you most want to do? Because you can only be a better you and not somebody else. And that's so key and so overlooked.
I love that. It's such a powerful question. What do you want? And it's a question that most people, when you ask them, they pause. And you can see them thinking. And they're like, you know what? I've been so busy, I don't know what I want.
Right.
And creating the time and the space to reflect on that and gain clarity on that is such a powerful step.
It is. And don't expect it to be the big, sexy job, you know? I mean, do you like nature? Do you like the outdoors? Do you like crunching numbers? Are you analytical? Are you drawn to the arts? This is where your answer is going to lie.
Mike, how can people find out more about Notes from the Universe? How can they find out more about you? How can they get your newsletter?
Well, everything I do is headquartered at TUT.com. That stands for Totally Unique Thoughts, TUT.com. And there they'll see a link to sign up for the free daily emails. They do go out Monday through Friday. You can choose to pick them one day a week, 2 days a week, 5 days a week. And also from there, you'll see at the TUT.com website, there is an adventurers club. We're going to Machu Picchu in Peru next year. We do cruises. There's a forum for people to share ideas. There's a village where people can kind of, a dating site, a dating aspect to our site. There's a whole bunch there, and it's all at TUT.com. And that's where all my offerings are as well.
Perfect. Mike, thanks so much for this conversation. You brought everything I hoped you would, which is like passion and insight. And also, you're a voice for great work in this world. So it's great to have, not just to be able to read that, but to hear it from you live as well. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael. And I'm glad you found your great work.
Thanks.
You've been listening to the Find Your Great Work interview series with Michael Bungay Stanier. Listen to other leaders and thinkers talking with Michael about their insights on great work at findyourgreatwork.com.